Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yukis at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Donald Trump and his national security team are meeting in the Situation Room and evaluating what role we should continue to play or jump in a dramatic way. This is all about Israel, Iran. This is about Iran and their nuclear capabilities. This discussion, this debate, this concern has been going on for decades. If you pay attention to the news, you know this has been out there. You know administrations have taken different approaches. Where the Obama approach was a deal, where they believed in it, they believed it pushed the capabilities of Iran to have full-fledged nuclear capability decades and decades down the road. Donald Trump and eventually his assembled team said, no, no, that's wrong. You can agree with Trump, but let's also admit this, too. If Obama or Biden were for it, there was about a 1 in 10,000 chance Donald Trump was going to be for it, just on the purpose. And he took a different approach, and guess what? Biden went back to more of an idea of Obama, didn't strike a formal agreement again. And so now Donald Trump is back. And Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden during the whole Gaza situation after the, we're speaking of horrifying and terrible and grotesque, what Hamas did that day fits all the criteria. By the way, that doesn't mean in any way I've agreed with everything Bibi Netanyahu has done since. I think Bibi let me be clear on this. I don't think he's a war criminal, but he's a criminal. And I think the amount of innocent Palestinians who've been killed is vile. Doesn't mean he shouldn't have responded with force, but there was a more selective way to do it. I believe that. I don't trust the Hamas numbers in any way, though. So now, Bibi Netanyahu, he's wanted to take out nuclear's capabilities for decades. Decided last week was the time. And when we asked Major about it, because why was this time? Because just a few months ago, Tulsi Gabbard said they're not close. Today, when Donald Trump was asked about Tulsi Gabbard testifying in front of Congress, his own selected director of national intelligence said they're not close. Donald Trump said today, I don't care what she said. Major felt like, from the sourcing they have at CBS News, that Netanyahu felt emboldened because of how they responded to the Hamas attack, how they've responded to the Houthis, and how they've responded to Hezbollah. And felt like because they had diminished the capabilities of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, that this was the time to do it. He can tell us they're closer, and he might be right. I'm not saying I'm the final word. I think it's interesting when Donald Trump's director of national intelligence is telling us a few months ago they're not on the verge, that now they were on the verge. And there are a lot of conflicting reports on that. And by the way, if anybody's thinking this is defending Iran, no, I'm not. My gripe is certainly not with the innocent citizens, but I don't want Iran in any way to have nuclear capabilities. Frightens me greatly. So they're going back and forth. And Trump today with tweets including, "We own the skies." Also, "We know right where the Ayatollah is." Basically, if we wanted to kill you, we could kill you. And they're meeting. And the big question becomes, the biggest question is, will he go with the bunker busting bomb that we have, that Israel does not have, that could go right to their site and potentially change everything? Does he go to the fullest level? Does he ratchet up what we're providing them with armament? We're not providing troops, but he also did say in the tweet, again, Trump and facts in the tweet, good luck on you, we are controlling the skies. I know Donald would like to lead the whole world, but he's not the prime minister of Israel. I mentioned last hour, communicating with Tom Friedman. I'd love to get Tom on because he's brilliant on the topic. I don't think there's a better journalist on the planet than Tom Friedman on the Middle East. Pulitzer's to back it up. Hopefully soon, but I can only imagine the amount of requests Tom is receiving. Trump's calling for unconditional surrender. What does that mean, Dave? They're a country, last time I checked, right?
They are. Yes, they have borders and everything.
Yeah. And I didn't cry any tears when top military commanders were killed last week. But is unconditional surrender, does that mean, I assume what he's trying to say is you give up all of your nuclear capabilities.
I would think. That certainly seems to be what Israel wants out of this whole thing.
But with him, God knows what unconditional surrender means. So I want feedback on this. Do you want our country significantly more involved in Iran and Israel? Because one poll I saw today, it was overwhelming. The answer was no. Scares the bleep out of me if we get involved. Now, here's another part of the conversation. If Israel has decided with this force to go this far, and Trump either unconditional surrender or keep talking, is Israel going to feel like they should back away now when they have taken out the scientists, they've taken out the top leaders? Don't you think Israel feels like we're in now and we want to be in to end any proximity to their nuclear capabilities? I don't see how Israel is going to feel like, yes, we took out top military people, the scientists, and we sent a strong message and killed others, but we didn't actually get to the main location. There can't be any doubt that Netanyahu wants the U.S. to be fully in. But if we do that, and we use this ultimate weaponry to attack that site, what happens next? I mean, is that World War III? Iran is just going to take that and say, you got us. We'll keep attacking Israel. But even though it was your bunker-busting bomb, we're not going to do anything to you. What does that mean to the other countries who aren't exactly friendly to the United States? I think if we go to that level, I don't think anyone has any idea what happens next. I'm a no, as of now, on the bunker busting. And our significant asset that nobody else on the planet has, because it's not because I don't want to end Iran's nuclear capabilities. It is a fear of what that leads to. Let's continue to damage them in significant ways. And maybe the sanctions are even stronger. And maybe it sets them back decades and decades. Now, you know what the Trump's folks could say? Remember when Soleimani was killed late in the Trump tenure? And people said, well, no, you can't do that. Other administrations had the capability of killing Soleimani. But if you do that, what's going to happen? And Iran responded, but I don't think we had one American fatality. That might embolden Trump himself to say, hold on. I was told Soleimani, God knows what he called him. If we did that, that would start World War III. Do you want the United States of America in this further? And to what level do you want our country in this? Because it's happening. This conversation is happening right now in the Situation Room, where they're providing him with every option, including the ultimate one. And you trust the team that Donald Trump has installed on Pete Hegseth right now. Do you trust Pete Hegseth? Hell no.
No. I put a few above him.
Now, he also has a lot of top military leaders. Some he'd change, but a lot of top military leaders who are still very, very well respected. But in the end, the guy trusts his gut all the time. He's going to listen because he listens, but in the end, he's going to make that decision with staggering consequences. Do you want our country in this as far as they might go? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Love a text, love a phone call. Speaking of thoroughly enjoying and loving something at your house, I love my Pella windows and doors. They have been consistent for me since I moved in this home in the aughts. I wasn't the original homeowner. Pretty quick, they moved. And I was fortunate to have Pella windows and doors. I knew about Pella, heard the commercials, but I lived it for not quite two decades, but they lived up to it every time. And last year, combination of PellaNorthland.com and going to a showroom in Plymouth and a showroom in Woodbury, I made changes. Replace four or five windows. Most of them still were fine. And then a dramatic change in my kitchen, which made the kitchen so much better. And that all came from Pella and their design team. I move in eventually, and I made sure the next house I'm moving in has Pella. Right now, in the month of June, a great offer. 0% APR for 36 months or 50% off qualifying installations. I'm a true believer. You should be also. PellaNorthland.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About 10 minutes from our conversation with Jamie Ukas, we're talking this incredibly challenging and difficult situation regarding Israel, Iran, with Trump and his team meeting in the Situation Room with, as usual, a lot of truth social comments from the president about we control the air, we know where the Ayatollah is, I want unconditional surrender. Will we get involved a little bit more, a lot more, or including the bunker busting capability to go right at their specific nuclear site? A lot of different views on it. I appreciate the text coming in. Dave has called in. Dave, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I am not a Trump voter or a Kamala voter. I wrote somebody in that I could put my head on the pillow at night and sleep comfortably. But I think Trump's history is more peace than war. So I do kind of trust what's going to happen here, that it's going to be more toward the peace side. And there may be the bunker buster going on, but it may be in the essence of ultimate peace. So I guess I trust his opinion on it, honestly.
Let me just ask you one question. I appreciate the call, and I know that feeling about that vote, by the way. I'll leave it at that. If we go to the furthest extreme and use that bomb to go right at that particular site, which some people are advocating for and may happen, don't you think that pushes ultimate peace a long ways away?
Yeah, I think that has to be the last step where we can get any play else. So that's the ultimate last step in my mind. I'm not advocating that, but the idea is that it may end up going there, though.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. I am amused by one texter who says, I basically shouldn't talk about this, and then offers an opinion, him or herself, and disagrees with my opinion. So I shouldn't have an opinion, even though we talk politics constantly on the show and sometimes internationally, and I'm by no means describing myself as an international political expert. We have good guests on the topic, and I pay close attention to it. So I get it if people disagree, but I'm always amused that I shouldn't give my opinion, even though I'm a talk show host who gives an opinion, but this person is allowed to give an opinion which differs from mine.
Now, are they speaking specifically on this topic or just in general
this
you should
topic.
Keep your opinions to yourself? Because I'd be in favor of that.
This topic. Hi, Chad. Resoundingly no. More text here on how far we should go in our involvement with Israel and Iran. 651-461-9226. No, we should not get involved at this point. At this point, we are Netanyahu's flunky. He distanced himself from Netanyahu multiple times, though. When he traveled over to the Middle East, didn't he meet with Netanyahu? He made a separate deal with the Houthis. Netanyahu certainly speaks more highly of Trump when he wasn't even really talking to Biden. So I get that understanding, but he did distance himself a few times. More text. Trump has consistently opposed being involved in war. He will spew the rhetoric, but I don't think he takes the steps to engage unless we are engaged first. That's my gut, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is my gut also.
Getting the bluster right now?
Yeah, because this is his view of art of the deal. And if we do get involved, I can't believe we're close to our ultimate tool. Now, this is where Netanyahu and other people on his team who might believe, no, sir, We don't have the time. We have them on the run. We've killed their top people. This is the opportunity to do it. Most of the time through his presidency, he has been reluctant to do that, but you can't forget the significance of killing Soleimani. A few more texts. Nope, no further involvement in Iran. Hope the real power advisors, generals disregard Trump's orders to fire. Well, they can't. They shouldn't do that. They have to follow the commander in chief. Nope, Donald Trump should not start World War III. Few more texts here. Best scenario would be if their people stood up, the government took over. I can't believe they're liking how they're living. No, but they also see others in Iran who speak up, and they're killed or they vanish. Jamie Yuccas in just a few minutes on CCO. Jamie, as all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, I saw this story, Jamie, Washington Post, the 39 definitive rules of office fashion. 39 definitive rules of office fashion. We're not reading all 39.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, let's just go. Give me a number between 1 and 39. We'll do a couple of these, and I'll tell you what they're saying.
38.
Okay, my age. Break these rules, but only one at a time. Not two or three rules, and be careful about which rule you break. I think rules around color and style are easier to break than rules about length and sheerness. Cleanliness, too, is an unbreakable rule. But with intentionality, all of the other ones are up for grabs. Play with a pattern. Be quirky. Okay. Shocking, they're saying cleanliness is an unbreakable rule. Thank God. I mean, I'm glad I needed that. How confident are you with quirky at work?
Well, I think I'm pretty quirky. I got a quirky haircut. I like to wear really bright colors. So I think I'm a little quirky.
Do you have the fashion police on TV ever say, Jamie, we love it, but we don't know if that works for the TV audience?
Oh, yeah, I've had that for years. But, it's the thing that's so fascinating to me is that, like, so I used to host Nick News for Kids, right, on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And they would have you do fun pattern tops and, you know, like really dark trouser style jeans and like a cool jacket of some kind, like maybe leather, you know, whatever. And like that translated great for Nickelodeon television. And it's like so me, like I felt me who I am, like being dressed that way. And then you go over to, you know, the news side of things. And it's funny. It's sometimes like dependent on the show. Like morning shows, that's fine. Go ahead and wear that. But like evening news, nope, not going to happen.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, to me, it's silly, but there still are a lot of people, and yes, more older than younger, who feel like to have the certain gravitas, you have to dress a certain way. To me, I'm more worried about the words coming out of your mouth than what you're wearing.
I don't agree with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I think we have become, I mean, if you look at even where we're at as a society in terms of like decorum and the manners and everything else, like I think it's a very slim part of society that now cares about that kind of stuff. I think it, like today it came out, right, that more people are getting their news from social media than they are actual news sources.
Yeah, AI included, like, too.
Right. So do you think people actually care what I'm wearing anymore?
That's a younger crowd. I see, to push back a little bit, I think you nailed it, though, because if tonight you stepped in and in L.A. were anchoring the 6 and the 11 and you wore the same clothes you wore for the morning show, they'd be like, what are you doing? Go home and change. Be much more reserved. And that's where I think they're still catering to an older demographic, which watches the evening news.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how, to be honest with you, I understand why younger people, and when you say younger people, I mean under the age of 40, I think people are so busy. Like, and especially, you know, you talk about millennials, which are up to age 44, I believe. You look at them being a sandwich generation. They're taking care of parents. They're taking care of kids. Yep. I don't know who is actually sitting down to watch the 6 p.m. newscast anymore, other than potentially older people who don't necessarily have as much going on, that they can actually sit and watch it and not record it and, you know, watch it another time or whatnot. So
I think it's that, and also they're so entrenched in a pattern of more of a typical job, maybe a 9-to-5, or not working, and it's just always been for 30, 40 years. They've just said, hey, we got to watch the 6 o'clock news, and they don't want to break that habit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably true, too.
Give me another number. Office fashion.
3.
3. Okay, let's go to 3 here. If you have the kind of workplace where shorts are okay, you already know it. We can just stop right there. I'm wearing a T-shirt and shorts. Dave, are you wearing shorts today?
I got the short pants.
You're wearing shorts. In our job, you know, we can do that. Now, there's a lot more of a video component to talk shows, but most talk shows, you still see people dressed a little more casual. There are times when at work I have to dress up much nicer for here or for other business activities I'm involved in. So how many people at your TV station, not on air, in L.A. where the climate's great, show up with shorts?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody behind the scenes. Are you kidding me? And, like, half the morning show staff shows up in their pajamas.
Yeah. Where do you stand on the walking around with the pajamas?
Well, I can't throw stones in my glass house because I wear my pajama pants and a sweatshirt in pretty much every day until I have to change.
Yeah, I'm not bugged by it either. I mean, especially with younger individuals. I swear to God, let's see, if it's age 4 to 12 out and about, it's about 30% are still wearing their pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I remember in college where you'd go to class in your pajamas. It was like free. You're like, oh, I'm free of my parents' rules. I can wear my pajamas to class.
Next topic. The one trait that can boost your happiness at any age. What trait do you think that is? Again, this trait, no matter your age, will boost your happiness. What trait?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Very good. It's in the neighborhood. Trust.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't trust anybody, so there goes my mood.
How many people in J.B. Uchus's life do you trust?
Wait, who are you asking that of?
That'd be you. Yeah, you.
But I'm just naturally, I think, you know, when you grow up as a journalist, I think you're naturally skeptical until actions can prove otherwise, right? So I think that's just kind of part of the deal. Now, I joke that I don't trust anyone. I do trust, obviously, loved ones and friends.
Yep.
But I also, you know, I mean, sometimes in this line of work, you can get burned really badly by people you think you trust.
Next topic. There are only 3 right ways to hold a wine glass, according to some sommeliers. Where does this rank in the more pomposity-driven stories that I've provided to you?
It has to deal with temperature. I understand what they're saying. I think it's important to think about that. You don't want to put your hand over the wine itself to heat it up.
There are only 3 ways to hold the wine glass.
Okay.
Heat it up. I mean, who's putting their hand over the glass?
No, it's like if you hold it, like if you think about a white wine glass.
Yeah.
You got white wine in it.
Yeah.
If you go to hold it, like, you know, you go up the stem and you're holding it underneath, you're going to heat the wine up.
Dave, as a wine connoisseur, what sort of temperature increase are we talking about?
As fast as I drink it, doesn't matter. Just slam that glass, fill her up again, sommelier.
In other words, you're warming yourself up a different way, Dave.
That's right.
Here's the ways, and these are the longer glasses, by the way. The pinch hold. Gently pinch near the middle of the stem using your thumb and pointed finger, maybe your middle finger.
Ooh.
Okay. Allow the rest of your fingers to naturally rest below.
Natural.
Next one, the lower stem lift. And by the way, you know this, Jamie. I love wine. Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Use your thumb, pointing finger, and middle finger to pinch the lower portion of the stem just above the base. Wait for it. Slightly curl your ring finger and pinky finger. This is slightly more modern, yet still elegant.
So basically, you're a half an inch below number one.
Exactly. Now, then we get to the number three, the base balance. With your thumb on top and the pointer and middle fingers below, pinch the base, the flat bottom part of the wine glass that runs perpendicular to the stem. This can take some practice, but allows for delicate swirling to release a wine bouquet. Okay. It also evokes, wait for it, this is not my first wine rodeo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Delicate swirl.
That is pretty good. Okay, last thing, then we got to go. If you could have any fast food fries, any fast food fries, and you can't go to a restaurant, they have to be fast food fries, which ones are you selecting?
McDonald's.
A chef, or a couple chefs,
there's a group
right?
of chefs.
They declare the Arby's curly fries.
No.
You're done.
Blah.
Wow. Do you feel that way overall with Arby's or just the fries?
I cannot stand Arby's.
Dave, this hits you right in the soul.
I've always been a big fan of Arby's.
Man, oh, man. You guys can fight off air. Thank you, Jamie. Make sure I'll send you out this list of how you hold the wine. And the next time, please don't be uncouth.
I appreciate that. Before we go, can I just say I haven't talked to you guys since this last weekend. Right. I'm so
For
disturbed
sure.
by what happened. I send condolences to everyone. I think this is just such a horrific tragedy, and it's very concerning to me where we are as a country with these types of things going on. It hit very close to home with being
Maple Grove,
in Brooklyn Park, and Chaplin being from Maple Grove, and seeing that there was somebody from Maple Grove on the list as well.
Yep.
I just want to send love, and you know, I'm proud of Tina Smith too for going up
sure.
to Mike Lee and talking
Correct.
About social media and talking about. I saw Amy Klobuchar today talking about how we as Minnesotans, you know, we're kind of a different group of people who have to learn how to work together. And I'm always proud to be from Minnesota for that reason, because I do think we're better at it than the rest of the country. So.
Right on. I'm glad you said that. Thanks, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Tex, we certainly have talked a lot. That has been the dominant story for us today. But now we're going to have a little bit of fun. You could have one fast food fries. One place. Where is it? Dave? He's Mr. Arby's. Jamie just said close every Arby's. Most people are going to McDonald's. Where are you going? 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.